Today, it's my pleasure to welcome Hawley's latest sporting success. Adam Labette has just been crowned the European Giraffalon Champion and is with us in the studio. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Let's start by congratulating on a fantastic achievement. Now, my understanding is you only took up this sport a few years back, so what inspired you to get involved?
Well, it was a number of things, really, that all came together at the right time. But, I mean, I started off swimming at quite a young age with Redland Reigate Swimming Club, and then I stopped that when I got into my teenage years and found other things like drink. But then in sort of 2012 time, I started to come back to my love of sport, and I came interested in cycling just leisurely. And then the London Marathon was something that I always wanted to do. And it was at a time in my life where I had some personal things going on in my life, and it gave me a real focus. Brilliant. Outside of that. And then it all came together, really. I'd done the London Marathon. I'd been commuting from London to Reigate for work, so that was quite a nice long cycle each day. And then I had the swimming background, and so I decided to put it all together in my first race back in 2012.
And originally you were competing in the triathlon. Why did you decide to change to the giraffalon?
Well, I was completely focused on the triathlon at first, and I'd managed to get myself into the British Championships in the triathlon. 2014, and duathlons tend to take place earlier on in the year before the triathlon season starts. Okay. So I thought I'd do a duathlon just to warm myself up for the season ahead. And someone saw me at my first duathlon and said, "Oh, there's a qualification event for the British team in a couple of weeks. You should probably get yourself along to it." So I hadn't given any thought before of doing duathlon at all, but I went on to that race a couple of weeks later, and so after my second race I'd qualified for the British team, and it all went from there.
So we'll go on to the World Championships in Australia in November, but you actually suffered a few injuries along the way before you got there, I believe.
Yes, injuries is something which I've come to learn is just part of it all. I probably haven't been injury free now for about 2 years.
Really?
So I started off with a stress fracture, which I managed to do through running. I hadn't realised I'd done it, so I carried on running on it until it formed a complete break. So that was a very long recovery leading up to the World Championships in Australia. And then right before the World Championships, I just had an Achilles problem, an Achilles heel problem, which kept on flaring up, and I just had to manage it through. So come the actual day of the World Championships, I hadn't done any running for a good few weeks, so it was was a little bit in the balance. I wasn't sure how I was going to perform.
And despite this, you ended up a very credible fourth in the world.
Yes, I was incredibly happy with that. And if you'd have given me fourth before the day, I would have bitten your arm off. But I lost out to bronze by 2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
But that hurt.
that must have been. I was going to say, so what made you want to go back into it, to the European Championships? And I think that was probably a main factor.
Yep, massively so. Literally in all my training sessions that I've ever done since, that 2 seconds has always come into my head. And it's helped me focus, really, on this next stint of training. So going into that European Championships, I was always had that focus.
And how did that race go for you on the day?
Fantastic, obviously.
Yes, I suppose, obviously.
Well, with the win, but it was I felt strong going into it. It comes back to the injuries again. I had I've got a problem with one of the discs in my back at the moment, so going into it I felt strong. Didn't know whether the back was going to hold up on the day, but it did. So it all went my way, and I just made a few right decisions in the race on the day that just really gave me my chances. I never really led from the front. I started at the back of the pack and just eased my way through the field.
Okay. And so you always feel like you've got someone in front of you, so you've got a target to catch all the time.
I like to chase someone down.
Yeah. So anyway, I was actually surprised, because I thought the duathlon would be in the Olympics, and I thought, oh, wow, we got a Hawley guy, and it's going to be probably going to the Olympics, but that's not the case, is it?
No, I'm not quite Olympic level yet, but I stress yet. But it is quite surprising. I mean, multi-sport, triathlon, duathlon, so much to it. So you've got the duathlon, which run, bike, run, triathlon, all three events, and then you have aquathlon, which is swim, run. All of those have so many distances to them. The only way that I can explain it to people is imagine if you said you were going to have athletics, which of course you do have in the Olympics. You say, oh, you only actually choose 400 meters to go into it and that's it, and discard all the other events.
Yeah.
And in multi-sport, it's similar. They say that they have triathlon in the Olympics, but it's just one real sort of like, it's just scratching the surface of the whole sport.
So anyway, there's no taking away the massive achievement of winning the European Championship, and I'm sure all our listeners are thrilled to see a local lad making such an impression. So obviously now, the World Championships coming up.
Yeah,
excited.
I am, very much so. Just it's a matter of weeks away. Or head over to Avilés, I think that's how you pronounce it, over in Spain. I'm confident again, similar to how I was going into the Europeans. I'm feeling strong and happy about it, but it's still this back. So I just got to make sure that holds up on the day, and if it does, then hopefully we get a good result. But no doubt it's going to be a lot tougher than the European Championships.
And you've got a point to prove.
Yes.
Good man. I like that. That's really good. So I just want to ask a question. So one thing that's always puzzled me is how athletes manage to get along to these big events. Obviously, you've got a very expensive bicycle. So do you have sponsorships, or do you have to raise your own funds?
We have to raise our own funds, really. And I've had many generous donations and some sponsorship along the way, which is really helped, because I mean the equipment and travel, it's all very expensive, and especially the equipment, like you say, the bikes. You can't win a race because of the bike that you've got, but you can certainly lose a race if you haven't got something which is as competitive as the rest of the field. So it's a lot of money, but it feels like a necessity if you want to be at the top.
Yeah. So if anyone out there is interested in helping you out in your quest for the World Championships, how can they get in touch?
So I've got a website, which is tryadam.net, or they can contact me by email, which is adam.lebet@gmail.com.
So your story is particularly interesting from the point of view that this was not something you set out to do from the outset, and you sort of, you know, it's your sort of mid-20s that you really started to get into it. So what advice would you give to anyone out there that is like the same sort of age and actually feels that they've got something athletic wise that they can do? How do they get involved?
My best advice would be to, be it running, swimming, cycling, or whatever it is you want to do, book an event and go along to it and do it, because you'll know straight away whether you love it or not. And then beyond that, there's so many great local clubs around. Not that I actually belong to any, but I know that there's fantastic swimming, cycling and running clubs locally, and I think there's even a Surrey triathlon club now as well. And then in addition, things like park runs, which happen every Saturday locally for everybody, they're fantastic and they're free to everyone. So it doesn't have to be expensive right from the off. All you need is a pair of running shoes and a couple of people to do it with.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for popping in and sharing your inspiring story with us. We all, of course, wish you all the best of luck in the World Championships in Spain in June.
Brilliant. Thank you. Cheers.
Okay, so that was Adam Lebet from Hawley and our duathlon European champion. And don't forget, you can help him realise the dream of being a world champion by perhaps sponsoring him. But if you're interested to know anything more about Adam, please visit his website, which is www.triadam.net, or the email address, which I believe was adam.lebet@gmail.com.